Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Korach, that is Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Hei. And at the end of the last Aliyah, we had learned that Aaron HaKohen's staff had flowered and sprouted almonds. And that was the clear sign from Hashem that Aaron was chosen and not any of the other Shvatim. And now the Pasuk tells us, Ve'emar Shalom Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hashavas Mate Aaron Lefneo Eidos, return the staff of Aaron in front of the Eidos, Lemishmeres, as a safeguard, Lo'ois Lebneberi, as a sign for the rebellious ones, Uschal Tulnoisa Me'olai, V'loya Musu, and now their complaints against me will be stopped and they will not die. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Lemishmeres Lo'ois, Lezikaron Shebacharti Ba'aron Lekain, as remembrance that I chose Aaron as a Kain, V'loya Leinu Oidal Kuhuna, and they will not complain again against the Kuhuna. Let's go back to Chomish, Pasuk Chaf Vav. Vayas Moshe Kasher Tziva Hashem Oisoi Kein Oso, and Moshe did exactly as Hashem commanded him, that is what he did. Vayem Rebnei Yisrael Moshe Lemar, and Rebnei Yisrael said to Moshe saying, Hein Gavanu Avadnu Kulanu Avadnu, behold, we perish, we are lost, we are completely lost. Call a karva karvel Mishkan Hashem Yomos. Anyone that comes close to the Mishkan of Hashem is going to die. Ha'im tamnu l'gvaya? Will we ever stop dying? Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Ches to understand what they were saying. Call a karva karev. Ein oni chaim liyasehir mekach. We're not able to be careful with this. Kulanu shayim l'karnes l'chatzar alamayid. Everyone's allowed to go into the chatzar of the alamayid. But ve'echot shiakrav atzma yos mechaverav v'karnes l'soich alamayid. Someone who goes a little bit in front of his friend and accidentally goes into the alamayid, Yomos, he's going to die. Ha'im tamnu l'gvaya? Shem hufkarn l'misa. Perhaps we've just become hefker. We become free to die, and anyone that does anything wrong is just going to die. How are we supposed to deal with this? So back to Chomesh, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayemar Shem al Aaron, Hashem said to Aaron, Ata ubanecho ubeis avicha itach, you and your sons and your father's house with you, tisu es avan hamikdash, you shall bear the sin of the mikdash, ve'ata ubanecho itach, and you and your sons with you, tisu es avan kuhunaschem, you're going to bear the sin of your kahuna. What does that mean? Rashi Pasuk Aleph tells us, Vayemar Shem al Aaron, lemaisha amar, he actually told this to Maisha, sheyemar al Aaron, that he should tell Aaron, las hirai al takanis Yisrael, to warn him that they shall be careful to ensure that the Yisraelim, meaning someone who's not a Kohen or Levi, to make sure that they do not go into the Mikdash. This is referring to the sons of Kohath, the father of Amram. You're going to bear the sin of the Mikdash. I am putting the punishment upon you if anyone sins in regards to something which is holy. This is referring to the oil and the aron and the shulchan and all the other holy vessels. Atem teshu v'tasiru al kol zer habo liga. You're going to have to sit and warn people and make sure that a non-Kohen or non-Levi doesn't come to a place that they shouldn't. V'ato banecha kaihanim, you and your sons the kaihanim, tusa savan kunaschem, she'enim esrim l'levim, v'tasiru al-levim, ha'shagim shelo yigu aleichem avadaschem. You also have to warn the levim to make sure that they don't come close to you and they don't touch you or go to a place where they shouldn't go while you're doing your avaida. So we see that the kaihanim and the levim have to guard over the Yisraelim, and the Kaihanim also have to guard over the Levim. Everyone has a place where they're allowed to go, and a place where they're not allowed to go, and where they're not allowed to touch. So back to Chomesh Pasuk Beis. And also your brothers, the Shevet of Levi, the Shevet of your father, you shall bring close to you, and they shall be attached to you and serve you, and you and your sons with you, in front of the oil Eidos, and they shall guard your guarding, and the guarding of the whole oil. However, they shall not come close to the Mizbeach and to the holy vessels, V'loya Musu, Gamhem, Gamatem, and they shall not die, not them and not you. V'nilvu Alechem, they shall be joined to you, V'shamrus Mishmeres Almayd, and they shall guard the safeguarding of the Almayd, L'chal Avaydus Ha'il, for all the Avayd of the Oil, V'zar Lo'ikrav Alechem, and a Zar, meaning a non-Kayan, a foreigner, shall not come close to you. U'shmartemes Mishmeres HaKadosh, and you shall safeguard the guarding of the Kadosh, face Mishmeres HaMizbeach, and the safeguarding of the Mizbeach, V'loya Oid Ketzav al B'nei Yisrael, and then there's not going to be any more anger on the B'nei Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. They shall be attached to you. They're going to be attached to you in order to warn the Zarim, the non-Kohanim, from coming close to you. They're going to guard all the gates. And to appoint from them Gizbar and Amarkalim. These are people that are in charge of various different duties in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Vav. And I have taken your brothers Levim, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, from among the B'nei Yisrael, Lachem Matanon Esunim La'Hashem, for you, given as a present from Hashem, la'avodas avodas ha'omayid, do the avodah of the oil mayid. V'atahu b'necha itcha, and you and your sons with you, tishmuris kehunaschem, you shall guard your kehuna, l'chol dvar mizbech, everything related to the mizbech, on the beis ha'poroiches, and from within the poroiches, v'avatem, and you shall do them, avodas matana etenes kehunaschem, I've given your kehuna, and avodas matana, v'hazar hakar v'yumas, and a zar that comes close shall die. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, avodas matana, b'matana nesati alachem, I'm giving it to you as a present. That's what it means, avodas matana, it's being given to you as a present. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Vayedaber Hashem al Aaron, and Hashem spoke to Aaron. Va'ani hinei nosati lecha, and behold, I am giving you as mishmeres mitrumaisai, the safeguarding of my truma lechol kadshei bnei Yisrael, for all the holy things of bnei Yisrael. Lecha nosatim lemashchol v'nechel chakaylam, to you I've given it as greatness, and for your sons an eternal decree. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Va'ani hinei nosati lecha besimcha, in a state of happiness. L'shein simcha hu zeh kamay hinei hu yetz lekrasecha v'racha v'samach b'libay. Mashal melch shanas nosad la'avay. This is a mashal to a king that gave a field to someone whom he loves. But he didn't write it for him, he didn't sign anything, didn't register the field in his name. Someone comes along and says, hey, that's my field. The king said, call me anyone that wants to come, he can argue against you. I'm going to write it for you and sign it for you and register it in the system that this belongs to you. Over here, Aaron came and said, hey, Aaron's not really the kain. Now the pasuk comes and officially gives to him chaf dal and matnis kahuna, the 24 presents that are given to kaihanim bevris melech olam with this unique salt covenant, which we're going to learn about in a moment. That's why we have this previous parsha connected to here. Mishmeres shumaisai shatatzarch l'sharim betahara. You have to guard them in a state of tahara l'mashcha l'gedula. So let's go back to the chumash pasuk test and see what these matnis kahuna are. Zeh yelocha mikdash hakadoshim minoish. The following shall be for you from the holy of holies, from the fire. Kol karbanim. All their karbanos, l'chom and chasam, all of their menachas, l'chol chataisam, and all their karbanos chatas, l'chol ashamam, and all the karban ashams, asher yoshivu li, which they return to me, kadosh kadoshim l'cha, hu l'vanecha, their kadosh kadoshim to you and to your sons. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Tes, what's this referring to? Min ha'esh, l'achar k'taras ha'ishim, after the parts of these karbanos are brought on the mizbeach, so then you receive the rest of the karban and you can eat it. That's you and your sons. Kol karbanim, all their karbanos, kagain, for example, zivche shalmei tzibur, different shlamim that are brought for the congregation, minchasam chatasam v'ashamim kimashmai, exactly as it sounds, minchas chatas and asham asher shivuli zegez l'hager. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, because hakadoshim taichlenu, you should eat it in the holy of holies, meaning you shall eat it in the Mishkan or in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol zachar yechal yisai, any male kain is allowed to eat it. Kodesh yelacha, it shall be sanctified to you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud, because hakadoshim taichlenu liman al kachay kadoshim. This teaches us about kachay kachim she'ena chalim ela bazar lezichre kuna. They're only allowed to be eaten in the hazara and by a male kain. And now the Pasuk describes more matnas kahuna, v'zeh l'cha trumas matanim l'chol tenufas b'nei Yisrael, and this shall be for you, the separation of their gift, for all wavings of the b'nei Yisrael, l'cha nesatim, to you have given them, ul'b'necha, ul'b'necha, and to your sons and your daughters, itcha, along with you, l'cha ka'olam, as an eternal decree, kol tahar b'vescha yechal oisai, any tahar person in your house is allowed to eat it. Let's see what this is talking about. Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, trumas matanim hamur min ha'taido me'ashlamim ve'el nazir, this is talking about the parts that are separated from a carbon taido, a regular shlamim, or the isle brought by Nazir, l'chol tenufas, sherei ilu tu'unim tenufa. The reason why we call this tenufas waving around is because these parts needed to be waved around. Kol tahar v'lo tamehim. This is telling us someone who's tamei is not allowed to eat it. Davar ach, another way to understand it is kol tahar, the rabbi's ishtai, this is including his wife. Even a kain's wife is allowed to eat these parts. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis for more matnas kahuna. Kol chelev yitzar, all the best of the oil, v'chol chelev tirsh v'dagon, all the best of the wine and grain, reishisam, their first, asher yitnu l'ashem, that they shall give to Hashem, l'chol nesatim, to you I've given them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Reshisam hi truma gedayla. This is talking about truma gedayla. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Bikurei kail asher ba'aretzam asher viu l'Hashem l'chayyeh, the first of everything that is in their land that they bring to Hashem, to you it shall be. Kol tahar b'beis chayechlenu, any tahar person in your house shall eat it. This is referring to bikurim, which is the first fruits. And kol cherim b'Yisrael l'chayyeh, any cher among Yisrael, that shall be for you also. Cherim is a certain way of dedicating or donating something to the Beis HaMikdash. So anything that's called a cherim that also belongs to the kaihanim, kol pete rechem l'chol basar asher kivu l'Hashem ba'adam uva behema yiyelecha, any first issue of any flesh that shall be brought to Hashem, whether it's for person or animal, that shall be for you also. Ach pade sifte es bechar adam. However, a bechar, firstborn of a person, shall be redeemed of es bechar behemat tmeya tifta, and also a firstborn of a non-kosher animal that also shall be redeemed. Ufduyev min chadish tifta, and its redemption shall be from a month. Be'erkacha, according to the value of kesef chamesh shkalim shekel hakodesh, 5 silver holy shekels, esrim gerahu, that is 20 gera. So the psukim over here now are describing bechar, the firstborns. Ach bechar shar, oy bechar kesef, oy bechar es, loy sifte, kodeshem. However, the bechar of an ox, or the bechar of a sheep, or the bechar of a goat shall not be redeemed because those are kodesh. As damam tizrak al mizbech, their blood shall be sprinkled on the mizbech, v'schalbam takter, and their fats burned on the mizbech. Yisherech nichaych Hashem is a fire offering, a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Ubzarm yielach, and their flesh, their meat shall be for you. Kachazeh tenufach shayk hayamin l'chayyeh. It shall be for you just like the chest which is waved and the right thigh. Now, what does that mean? Pasuk Yirchas and Rashi tells us, Kachazeh tenufach shayk hayamin shall shlamim of a shlamim shenacham l'kayhanim l'shem v'neim l'avdeim l'shnei yom v'layla echad that are eaten by the kayhanim, their wives, their sons, and their servants for 2 days and a night. Af habachar, so too a bachar which is brought to the Beis Hamikdash nechal shnei yom v'layla echad, those parts are eaten by the kayhanim and their families for 2 days and one night. L'cha yeh, to you it shall be, the pasuk repeats. By Rabbi Kiva v'limid, Rabbi Kiva comes and teaches ha'isif l'cha hakasef havaya acheres. The pasuk adds on this extra time, saying l'cha yeh, it shall be for you. Shaloi time that you shouldn't say kechaz v'shaik shel taida. It's comparable to the chaz and the shaik of a carbon taida. She'en nechal ela yom v'layla. It's only eaten for 1 day and one night. This is being compared to the chaz and the shaik of a shlamim that's eaten for 2 days and a night. And back to chamish pasuk yeh tes kol trumas hakadoshim, all that which was set aside from the holy things asher yirum b'nei Yisrael Hashem, that b'nei Yisrael raises up for Hashem. Nasati l'cha, I've given to you, ulbanechal v'naisech itcha, and to your sons and your daughters with you, l'chak olam, as an eternal decree, b'ris melech olam hi l'fnei Hashem, it is a salt covenant forever in front of Hashem, l'cha l'zarecha itach, for you and your offspring with you. Rashi Pasuk Yotes tells us, kol trumas hakadoshim, mechibasa shel parasha zu, because how cherished this parasha is, klala b'tchilo, klala b'saif, uperet b'emtza, in the beginning and in the end, it was spoken about generally, and the specifics were mentioned in the middle. Bris melech olam, what does that mean, a covenant of salt? Karas brisim Aaron, he made this covenant with Aaron, badavar habari umiskayim umaris achirim, was something that is healthy, lasting, and makes others healthy, meaning salt is something which is lasting, and it does not go bad. That's why Hashem made this bris with salt as an expression, that just like salt never goes bad, so too this bris is never going to go bad, and will be there forever and ever. Bris melech, says Rashi, kabris hakrusa lamelech, she'en masrich l'aylam, just like salt never goes bad, so too this bris between Hashem and the Kehanim will never go bad. It shall always stay. These matanis are going to always be given to the Kehanim. But now back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. Vayem Hashem al Aaron. Hashem said to Aaron, Ba'artzim loy sinchal. You will not have a heritage in their land. V'chelik loy yelecha b'saycham. And you will not have a part among them. Ani chalkecha v'nachlascha. I am your portion and your heritage b'saych b'nei Yisrael, among b'nei Yisrael. So this aliyah ends with Aaron HaKohen being told that he will not have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, not him or the Kehanim. Hashem is the Kehanim's portion. They get the 24 matnas kuna, but they don't actually get a part of land in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up the last Aliyah Parshas Karach tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.